The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
To another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Can't say it enough. We appreciate you. Glad you're listening wherever you are, all across the Northern Plains. What is it, 5 states, 2 Canadian provinces, Todd? Where did we, the cards and letters, the pins
it
on the map?
Depends on who you ask, but some people say 7 and 3, and of course, with the app, the free iHeart app.
Good point. Yeah. Somebody was telling me, actually, this weekend, came up to me on the floor and said, I listen to you guys all the time, and your app is absolutely fabulous. It is just fantastic. So, appreciate that. We have a Flag Family app. Of course, the iHeart Media thing is legendary. It's the standard in the industry, so they are really easy, and you can literally take us anywhere. So, who was it? It was a listener in Grafton. I won't say his name, because... I don't know. I didn't say. Can I say your name on the air? But anyway, listening Grafton said I drive every, and he just gone to like Florida or Arizona. He said I got it all figured out. The app works perfectly, and I listen to you driving thousands of miles from here, and it's so easy. It's a perfect deal. I just absolutely love it. So
we could get the Flag onto the iHeart app. I mean, there are non-iHeart media stations on the app.
Yeah, that's right. We better do that.
As a matter of fact, so you know, the other thing too is people are getting to the point where the heck with a radio. I've already got the smartphone. Just use the app, even if you're at home where you would normally be listening on the radio.
It's one less today's radio. To deal with. It's like remember the first transistor. It's about the same size, So
exactly.
You can't go wrong there, but we appreciate you. However you're listening, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, and the home of TNT's Diner, West Fargo. Holy buckets, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline has had some lucky listeners all week long. We have more this week and another surprise next week. That's right. So we're doing restaurants east to west, north to south that serve up great Cloverdale products. Also KTGO Tioga, 1090 on your radio, 1460 in Dickinson as well. And thanks for listening. You can call us by dialing us up at 800-228-0550. I have a serious question. Donald Trump is using his wife on the campaign trail more. That's probably the wrong way to say that. She's becoming a more active part of his campaign. In his campaign appearances, he did a thing with Sean Hannity, the two of them together, did a rally today, the two of them together, and rather than just, there's my wife and hi, a wave, or, a short little interview here or there, actually part of conversation. So there's obviously an effort to use her more. Will that help or hurt Donald Trump's political fortunes, in your view? Now, let me say this. She's beautiful, okay? She is a beautiful woman. There's no doubt about it. I have to say, there's a little bit of a dynamic that I see that says which one doesn't belong with the other, doing a little Sesame Street thing there. And to say, and I'm not dissing Donald Trump, but it just kind of is the elderly, wealthy gentleman with the younger, I get a little bit of that connotation. And I think some people that think that way may believe it hurts. On the other hand, I see him different when he's with her. And let me tell you, I'm different with my wife. I say things behind this microphone, I wouldn't say if my wife was sitting next to me.
But I record them all, Maria. So
right. Well, I mean, she can hear it. She listens. She's But
we'll
my
have
point
the stuff
is,
off the air, though.
I'm being serious about this. I'm not trying to be cute at all. I am a better person when my wife is next to me. I bet Todd would say the very same thing. And
oh,
I think
the vast
majority of relationships out there between a healthy, loving a husband and wife relationship, that's the case. And so I think he's better, you've heard him tell the stories that she says, come on, knock this stuff off and be presidential. So I think it helps. But I really want to know.
If you're not better with your wife next to you, then what does it say about you or and or your wife at that point? I would be scared to meet the person who's not better when their wife is around or husband.
I don't know they would work in every dynamic, but I just think you are. And if I was in the middle of that swirl, and that's a swirl, you know, I would just take 2 seconds on that. Whether this is the governor's race I'm talking about or whether this is the president's race. You go around and smear people. You say things aren't true. Your intention is to not build your person up, but tear that other one down. You have some explaining to do at some point in your life, whether it's this one or next. That is not a good way to operate. And I understand it's human nature. I'm not a perfect person by any stretch. But I'm saying it is so vicious, it's unbelievable. And why would anybody do it? Ben Carson talked about it this weekend. All the years of his good work, and he gets in the political world, and he's slimed like he was. He just said, that's how it works. Why would you do that? You think you do it, and you know you're risking it, and you know it's going to happen, because you want to make a place better. A city, a state, a country. That's admirable. And it ought not be something that we're critical of. But back to the Trump thing. Vera and Kenmare want to weigh in. Vera, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Oh, I think Ivanka really softens Trump. I like that. And so I think she helps him. But I had a question for you. Ted Cruz has been announcing that he won North Dakota. I don't understand that. We haven't voted yet. So how can you say he won North Dakota?
Well, this is a whole show we ought to do. You're right. Todd sent me a press release over the weekend and said, oh, Cruz won, huh? And if I read it, I said, well, no. And he said, well, they put out a release, and he sent it to me. So if I read that release not knowing what I knew, I would think Ted Cruz won, like North Dakota, as in, you know, he's trying to win Wisconsin today, or a caucus or a primary. That's what I would take out of it, okay? And I'm from someone that is, you know, knows there's primaries and caucuses and knows we didn't have one in North Dakota for a myriad of reasons, none of which I agree with, most of which I don't agree with. Wasn't really the choice of the North Dakota Republican Party, honestly. It was rules put on them. They made the choice, and I think they made the wrong one, but it was forced on them. Nonetheless, it was a little fishy. Number two, now they're saying they have X amount of delegates of 25. I don't know this, but I was told by a senior Trump advisor today on the phone. What Ted Cruz is saying about North Dakota is provably, factually, dishonest, wrong, and a flat-out lie. Now,
I heard 28, but he was on Sean Hannity radio, which comes on, you know, the same station. And he said he won North Dakota. And I'm going, well, how many people... I don't even go to bother to vote because we already feel like the whole thing is rigged. You know, we all wonder, is standing in line worth it? Taking part of the day off worth it? You know, I think this really needs to be brought out hard and fast.
This was spin on the part of the Trump campaign, and spin happens all the time in campaigns. I like Ted Cruz. I like a ton of people who back Ted Cruz. I mean, there's a lot to like about what he stands for, what he's done. This stuff, and I don't know if it's him or campaign operatives, just like happened in Iowa when you're saying Ben Carson's going home, which he technically talked about doing, but wasn't in the same sense what was happening. That is wrong. And I would argue, I'm not going to make the one, I wouldn't be the one to do it, but if I were on the opposite side, I'd say, Ted Cruz, you've got a problem with the truth. Maybe that's why Donald Trump's calling you lying, Ted. Don't do this stuff. Yeah, look, say, hey, we're happy. We got a majority of the delegates through the process at the convention. You know, I mean, but don't play that fast loose thing. We won, North Dakota. First of all, this is one thing you need to know about the process, Vera. All of North Dakota's delegates are unbound. There was a major effort at the campaign to say, before we vote on anybody, we want to know who they're going to vote for. And a bunch of people got up and said, let's do this. We want to know. We want to know. We want to know. And people like Ed Schaefer and Drew Wrigley, two giants of the Republican Party in North Dakota, got up and said, it's not a good idea, and here's why. And you know what? The crowd went the other way. Ed and Drew convinced that crowd to go the other way.
Well, Scott, didn't that surprise you when that came up? I kind of sat in horror listening going, oh, no way. There's this happens.
But for the extraordinary leadership of Kelly Armstrong chairing the convention from the gavel, because Kelly first said, well, you know, show of hands or, you know, voice vote or yes or no, and it was really close, and he said, well, I think the no's have it, the yeas have it, and then he said, stand up and we'll see, and you couldn't tell, and it was just kind of spiraling out of control. He said, you know what, let's vote on it. And they actually did a ballot vote, and they did it. But I believe it swung the way it did. So my point is this, and one of the arguments Kelly made in doing this was, all of the delegates are unbound anyway. That's in the bylaws of all of their rules and regulations. So Ted Cruz can't say he won. Not one of those delegates is bound to vote for him. So, you know, it's fishy. I don't like it, and if I was a Cruz fan, I'd stop saying it. Vera, thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, and every sponsor you hear, every commercial you hear is very instrumental to this program continuing. So make sure you patronize them, thank them, let them know you're listening to the program. Talk to Art Rosenberg from Sunbelt Business Brokers. And over the weekend, and he said, If you need anybody to call me and let them know how many people listen to your radio show, please do. Any business that's considering advertising, marketing, tell them to call me. They, of course, have a world-class business brokerage and a business valuation thing. It's very economical. You know, I mean, I forget. It was, in fact, I think it's on special right now. It's usually $4,000, and they're doing it for $1,500 off or something like that. And they go through your whole business on what's it worth. And he was telling me there are a ton of buyers right now. People are out looking for opportunities. So you think, oh, things are tough. Quite the contrary, right? So having your business properly valued and then connecting with somebody that knows buyers is a good way to get to, you know, sell your business or at least know what your business is worth or whatever. So give Art a call, Sunbelt Business Brokers. And one of two things, if you want to value your business for a great price or if you want to find out how things work when you advertise on what's on your mind, he will tell you. And we appreciate that. That just means you're listening. That's fantastic. But the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors today. Find them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. This presidential election, everything that's happening, that's why I asked the questions I asked about coal and energy and just what's going on with the presidential candidates when we had our chance over the weekend. And Donald Trump, when he joined us on Friday, I mean, it's so dang important. It really is. Chad in Fargo wants to get in here. We have a guest we're going to talk about. It's a lot of fun. Where you, if you can't be in Tampa, there's plenty of places to watch. The University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. So we'll tell you about that in just a moment. Chad in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, if you want to give me a free ticket to go to Tampa, I'd take it. By the way, thanks a lot for that Cloverdale bacon. I had the Chipotle one. It was awesome. It was very, very good bacon.
Isn't it?
But, you know, I was at the convention in Fargo there Saturday and Sunday. You know, it was such a great atmosphere. The energy was unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know where you could find where you could see sitting governors and also people that were the old governors. And, you know, the Wayne Stangens, I came up to be just a really nice guy. And, geez, I mean, it's so much energy there. But what I was calling about is that I've seen Trump only didn't really even give much effort in North Dakota, so why should we give him the state when he didn't really give much effort to win the state? You got to admit, Ted Cruz and Carolina Perina, I mean, they did a really good job. They really did.
Well, they were great. At the convention, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought they did fantastic. Ted Gray gave a great speech. I get it. I don't know that you should decide who the delegates are, you know. In other words, that was like a mini caucus, right? They hear some speeches and they vote. It's a little different than, sure, you know, a whole campaign up to a caucus or up to a primary. That's why I don't necessarily like it. But again, the delegates are unbound. So sure, to say you won, I'm just going to the integrity of how this whole thing was announced. I don't know enough about, you know, how do you know all of those people are Cruz delegates? How do you know that? I want
to
know that.
Do I get a free ticket now to go down to Tampa to watch the game?
Sorry, I can't help you out there. If I had Donald Trump's money, maybe. I appreciate the call, okay, Chad. Thank you very much. But you don't have to. You do not have to. And Val's going to tell us why. Val Sussex is the associate director of the North Dakota Champions Club. And Val, it's great to have you on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. It's a great day to be a North Dakota Fighting Hawk fan today.
Absolutely. My gosh. Now, you guys have these watch parties. What are watch parties?
Yeah, so watch parties are sponsored by any of our friends and alumni across the country. All you have to do is call into the Alumni Association and Foundation. Let us know that you're interested in hosting a watch party. It can be at a bar, a restaurant, home, anything like that. Anywhere you'd want to do a watch party. If you own a restaurant or if you're just an alumni in the area, you can call in, fill out a form with us, and then you're kind of an official watch party on our website. Gosh, I was just looking right now. We have just so many options, way more options than I could even imagine for you to watch the game. Anywhere from Scottsdale, Arizona to Washington, D.C. to Las Vegas, Nevada, Littleton, Colorado, Houston, Texas. We have watch parties set up across the country to watch the Fighting Hawks in action.
So this is great. And some of these get just huge. You know,
they
I mean,
do.
Just,
they do. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, some of these places, like I assume the one at Frank's Lounge in Fargo will be pretty big, or we do have one here that we host right in the Alumni Foundation in our Grandsburg room, which seats about 500 people. We'll probably be at a capacity there. It'll be wall-to-wall. So it's just a lot of fun for those that can't make it all the way down to Tampa to watch the game. You can watch with a bunch of UND fans in general locations across the country.
All right, so if people want to hold it, they can hold it with 10 people, right? It's just that, I mean, is there one in Watford City? Look on your list if they that's big UND country up there, I know.
Geez, you know, there's so many on the list, and I started writing them all down, and I can't even get, I'm scrolling through now to see, you know, I've got Hatton, North Dakota, Cavalier, North Dakota, Findlay, North Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, I don't see one up in Watford unless if I'm missing it on here.
Well, there will be by the end of the day, I guarantee.
Yeah, probably. There probably will be. Maybe at the new JL Beers. New JL Beers location.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Have
right.
To call
yeah.
the Stengems up and say, hey, let's get a watch party going.
Right, exactly.
Peter and family, they'll be down in Tampa with us. So.
Yeah. Now, and by the way, I just changed my profile picture because, you know, the weather's warming up and folks are starting to think about Teddy Roosevelt National Park. I have the North Unit. Best view in North Dakota. It's up on my Facebook page right now. Just changed.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Although I was a little slow on the one that was there before, it was a Christmas tree. But that's why I asked you about Watford City. I had Watford on my mind. So I anyway, it's a fun process. So what do people just call? That's it? Simple as that?
Yeah, in order to be Watch Party Central, all you have to do is call, and we can put you on the list of our watch parties, put them online. If you want to check out all the watch parties that we do have, you can visit our Champions Club website, and the link for that is just ndchampionsclub.com. You can go on there and click on the upcoming events, and then there's a Watch Party Central. And there's so many locations. I guarantee there's one in your neighborhood that you'd be able to zip over to and enjoy the game with some great UND fans. And this is our year. You know, we've got there's a buzz around. We've got a feeling. We've been to the Big Dance. We've been to the Frozen Four a few years in a row now. And it's just everyone is feeling it this year. So it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get down to Tampa.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a blast. We'll see you there. We're looking forward to broadcasting from there. What's the telephone number people call to get that form?
Yeah, that would be perfect. They can give me a call directly, 701-777-4078. And I'm Val with the Champions Club, and I'll be able to help everyone get set up with any watch parties they want to sponsor.
And if you're looking for one, if there's one in your town already, ndchampionsclub.com to find out the ones that are scheduled. And if you want to schedule your own, 701-777-4078. Give Val a call. Hey, Val, have fun, okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll see you in Tampa. We'll be there broadcasting live. Galen and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on the presidential race. I have 20 seconds, Galen, but I'm going to give it to you. Go.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know I'm disappointed in the State Republican Party convention that I attended this weekend, in that the State Republican plan that was sent to the National Republican Committee kept us or prohibited us from having a primary, and also prohibited the delegates who attended to know who the national delegates were going to vote for, which candidate they're leaning for. It felt like I was voting for something and I didn't know what I was voting for.
Yeah, it was a confusing deal. It was definitely a confusing deal when you get down actually voting for the delegates. So appreciate the call, Galen, and understand that concern. More
we
coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Morning. My opinion on Donald Trump bringing his wife up front. She could play a very important role in this country if they ever get elected to president. So I'd like to see him bring her up and present to the people. And let's see what she's like, personality, her beliefs, and every other thing. So, bring it on.
My connection to that call wasn't all that good.
No, it was the, I guess that was the call. I didn't hear that at the end there, but yeah.
Yours too? Okay.
It was the call. It wasn't the connection.
So I was like, not hearing.
Charlie Brown's digital teacher.
Call us back so we can get all of that. Texter says, I agree, Scott. I noticed Trump being a different person last night with his wife next to him. Okay. Melania Trump does not influence my feelings towards Donald one way or the other, says another. Another says, Bill Clinton is certainly different around his wife. why was that funny? I don't know. But I don't get the warm fuzzies with those two together, right? I get the, get out of the spotlight, Bill. It's my turn. You know, she's
But the point was whether a guy is different with his wife by his side. Probably true.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Scott, I think you're blowing this delegate thing out of proportion. Cruz said he's happy that most of the delegates that were chosen are in support of him. That's true. Sure, they can change their mind. He isn't disputing that. But as of the day they were selected, 18 of the 25 are in support of him. That is a win. Well, that 18 of 25 is what the Trump campaign says is factually, provably untrue and a lie. So that's why we need to hear both sides of this. And I'm only going to say about and by the way, I don't know who I'm supporting. I am leaning towards Donald Trump. I think everybody would understand that. And that's largely part of the fact that we were part of a straw poll. We promoted a straw poll that Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kevin Cramer, in the talk radio town hall did on this program to ask you who you supported. And I don't know how many thousand votes we had, but it wasn't some small sample. It was huge. And you could only vote once and all of that. And Trump won. So, you know, that doesn't bind me. I didn't say, you know, I'm going to vote the way they vote, but I'm just full disclosure. I'm leaning the Trump way. I'm not 100% there. I'm open to the process. I don't have anything against Ted Cruz at all. I just think we're in a place with the numbers the way they are that Trump is going to go into that convention with a pile of delegates. And the only way Ted Cruz or Paul Ryan or anybody else becomes the pick is through some coup d'etat, and I don't like a coup d'etat, no matter who the pick was. If for no other reason, the disunity it would bring. Rocket science. But I also think Trump has a, my personal belief is Trump has a better chance of beating Hillary Clinton than Ted Cruz. Just my gut. You got to go with your gut. Nobody knows. No poll matters. Nothing. You got to go with your gut. So that's why I'm leaning the way I am. So I'm just giving you that as a way of full disclosure, but I want the truth on this delegate thing. Sort it out for me. You know, I don't know if we got to get folks on the, from the party to be the referee and then two campaigns or what. I want to know. Because I'm tired of the delegate drama, to tell you the truth. And the whole, you know, caucus, Brian, why didn't we do that? Just, it is what it is. I do think it's fair to say a lot of people are going to the National Convention for the first time. And that happened by a true vote down on the floor. That's a good thing. Anyway, where was I? Oh, we have a couple things to do here. Just going to tell you about Thursday and Friday, very special broadcast from Tampa, Florida. And then we're going to chat with the folks from Cephas about some things that are happening in Dickinson that I want you to know about. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studio. We have a fun little setup. I don't know if it'll be in a hot tub yet. Vince and I are still trying to connect to see if we can make that happen. And if you see Vince today, just say, hey, I heard this Scott guy on the radio. This is Vince Webker at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You can go to them in Grand Forks, South Washington. You can go to Bismarck store. You can go to Fargo store. Are they in Minot yet? I think they're coming to Minot. They're everywhere. Anyway, go into one of those stores and say, he says you're bringing a hot tub to Tampa. How's that going to work? I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Hot Spring Spas.
He's going to make it part of his carry-on.
I don't, it's not for me to decide how he gets there. I mean, hire a semi. Call Bella Road Transport. They go Florida to North Dakota all the time. They go from every corner of North Dakota to, it's the, you know, the link to the nation since 1955. So Bella Road Transport will take care of it. They'll get the hot tub there for us. So there's ways to do it. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Ide Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm in the nation. Midco Sports Network, the official broadcaster of UND hockey. Icon. Icon Architects, I tell you, they're doing some really neat community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused work. I want to tell you when we have more time about the Icon Sports Center up in Grand Forks. It was a really neat deal. They needed better hockey facilities there. Icon said, let's do this, and let's do it all with donations. And they led the effort, gave the first million themselves, got other donors to go in. Park District goes in there. I mean, it's beautiful. And the early estimates on the building were $15 million. They brought it in at $12 million. It's a multi-use building. I mean, that's what they do. So give them a call. Good guys, too. I've known Mike Kuntz and Todd and the whole crew up there for a lot of years. So they're good. They're good, good for it. Todd Mitchell has been out in Watford a lot, courthouse. And anyway, Icons, I told you, they're our sponsor. And Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson, great place to watch UND hockey. There'll be a watch party there. Pro Rehab, exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing, as in quicker, accelerated. I didn't say it well, but accelerated healing. And the Credit Union Associations of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Thunder Seed, first in the field. Advanced Business Methods, First International Bank and Trust, all of our fine sponsors. We thank them all. Can't get to places like that and bring you the world-class broadcast without fine sponsors. So I told you earlier about what's happening in Dickinson next Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm really enjoying this conversation today to learn a little bit more about not only what will be happening at the Williston Basin, it's the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show. I'm trying to find my, there it is. This next week, Wednesday and Thursday, the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show. It'll be at the West River Ice Center. It's fun to learn about that, and I'll tell you about exact time and locations and some of the fun things they're doing, like a big barbecue tailgate cookout and, you know, complimentary lunches and the training courses and everything, but also just about what's happening in Dickinson. Talked to Gene Jackson, the mayor of Dickinson, earlier. And Brielle Equity is going to join us now. She's the key accounts manager at Cephas Corporation. Is it Brielle? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are. Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. I think Steffes Corporation is, the example of how a company at one point in time, unrelated to anything to do with the energy industry, at least in the oil side. I know you've done the heaters and lots of other really innovative things. I've been there. I've toured the place, seen the founder, met the founder. I know the innovation there. But, you know, right. have a space that does a particular line of work and then adapt because of what's changing all around in Dickinson and everywhere else. I mean, you've got some great innovation going on there always, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, a lot of things that people probably don't know about Steffes is that we are a control UL shop, 508A and 698A. We just got our code shop stamp, U and R stamps this year. And we are also API Q1 and ISO 9001:2008 shop as well. So we've definitely grown. We also have two facilities in Grand Forks, which a lot of people don't know about us either. You know, we went from doing snowmobile skis and grain hoppers to, you know, definitely innovating into lots of other things. We consider ourselves a one-stop shop for oil field products, and we serve the Bakken and lots of other places down in Texas, Colorado, and Wyoming as well.
So tell me how it works. I mean, you got a producer who does what they do in the oil industry, and you folks obviously have the credentials you just mentioned, very important in the manufacturing world.
Right.
And to be able to say what we sell you is what we sell you, and everything will be the size right and everything else, and get all that stamp of approval. How does it work? How does the process, evolve? Where does the conversation begin?
Well, that's actually kind of funny. A lot of our products, you know, have come about, you know, working with customers. Our customers in the Bakken and other places, they kind of have an issue, and we're there to solve it. And we have everything in place, you know, within engineering and innovation, and we definitely have the facilities and everything else to able to get it done. And I think that's what our customers really value about us, is that they're able to bring us an idea, and we're able to innovate it and manufacture it, engineer it, and, you know, go from there. And they just have that partnership with us. We have close relationships with our customers, and we definitely value that and value their feedback on everything.
I think any of us in business envy the idea of sort of anticipating what the needs are of the customer, or having a relationship with a customer, or the credibility with a potential customer to say, tell me your problems, and let me go back to the drawing board, and let me see what I can come back with, right? I mean, what a fun thing to do. And for anybody listening that is sitting there racking their brain over, one thing or another in the process that's causing an issue with their company, that's what you're there for. You can build it, right? You'll solve the problem, right?
Right. You know, we have lots of exciting things going on in our shop, even though, you know, oil economy is down. But, you know, things that are issues with the EPA and the state, your tank pressures, you know, we have definitely innovative things for that. Our air assist flare to take those pressures down. We have a new blower system that we're working on as well to essentially blow that pressure out of those tanks and blow it to the flare. We work definitely very closely with the state, and we've definitely had lots of conversations with the EPA to help eliminate a lot of problems, and I think that's what's, really special about Steffes.
Very interesting. Well, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of the story of Steffes Corporation, Dickinson, Grand Forks 2, and really enjoy the innovation and entrepreneurship that is going on out there. Everybody just solving problems. What do we got to do? Let's think about how we're going to do this. Let's solve the problem. And a good time to do it is when the pace is a little slower in a particular industry. And certainly it is now. And by the way, I meant to say this earlier. I know there's people hurting, right? Business is struggling. People losing their jobs. It's not a fun time for families, without question. But from an industry standpoint, it does allow some other things to happen. Thanks, Brielle. We appreciate it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. And my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Dakota delegates. I called Curly Hoagland before the convention, and I was telling them I was displeased in the way that the Republican Party in North Dakota was doing it, and he explained why, and I kind of understand it, and he also was wanting to know who I wanted them to vote for, and I told him Cruz, and he said that's the most people that had called him to ask him things all tell him to vote for Cruz. So I guess maybe more people called him that support Cruz than what called Kramer and support Trump. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
We really should have Curly on. I mean, Curly's right in the middle of that whole thing. And some of the things he were saying were his own opinion. but not necessarily the rules. You know, that's why I think at one point the National Committee said he didn't speak for us. But on the other hand, he knows the rules very well, and some of the things he was saying were factually true that could just be a potential outcome based on the rules, right? I mean, the committee could go, hey, we don't care what the people think. We're going to do whatever we want, was what he said. Well, he can point to you in the rules where that can happen. And they can point to the rules. My point is it will never happen that way because the Republican Party would cease to exist as we know it if that happened. But anyway, I take your point. But we try to get Curly on in the middle of that run-up to the convention. A lot of, when he was getting a lot of national media, just didn't have time. He didn't have time. We didn't have time. When he had time, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to revisit that. We got to do a whole hour on the delegate thing to sort it out. And Curly would be a good one to be in the middle of it. Gary Emanuel would be, too, former Republican Party chair who, you know, was part of the reason the Republican Party in North Dakota changed its process from 4 years ago when the Santorum Romney thing became a little ugly. It's not a way to run a railroad. Let's see. Donald Trump and his wife remind me of Adam. This is a texter. Texter said, Donald Trump and his wife remind me of Adam Sandler and his wife on Grown Ups, One Ugly Dude with a Good-Looking Wife. Was Grown Ups a movie? Is that one of the Sandler movies?
Yes.
Was it okay?
All right. Yeah.
Another emailer, Trump's wife should be out campaigning for and with him. She's making him softer. Makes no difference to me. I'm looking for solutions and substance. And Trump hasn't shown who or how he's going to do anything. I'd also like to see the Cruz and Trump debate about the issues because that'll tell and show me who's informed and presidential. I also think if this was Kasich, he would be getting the same criticisms that Cruz is getting. If this was Trump, everyone would be saying Trump is right and how great it is he won North Dakota. I like Trump and Cruz, but I'm tired of the spin. I think it's time to get to the nuts and bolts. Thanks. Good show. If I were you, as a media person, you should stay neutral.
Oh.
Maybe we ought to have that debate at some point. I'm not, when you say media person, I would agree with you if we're talking about, you know, Tom Gerhardt or pick your anchor.
You're a commentator.
Right? Yeah. So. Exactly. So, if I'm Mike Morcan, I'm going to be.
Objectivity and just not shove a particular candidate down our throat, but I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying, hey, you know, this is my guy and here's why.
Last text question. Give me the number for Sunbelt. I heard you earlier say they have that deal on the calculation of value. Is that what it's called? I think it is, yeah. SunbeltND.com is the website, and the telephone number is 701-347-2727. Let's get to Billy Carlson, the owner and vice president of Northern States Fishing Tools. He'll be one of the exhibitors at the event we've been telling you about all day long on the program in Dickinson next Wednesday and Thursday. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind?
Hey, happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you. So I understand you're new in the market, as in North Dakota. Is that right?
Well, not really. Northern State's been around since 1978. I'm new to the company here in the last few years. We've kind of expanded our product line. You know, we've got packers and plugs now and some through tubing products. And
all right, so you're new to
grow with the Bakken.
You're new to the oil market.
No. 1978, we've been around. So.
All right. Didn't Jeff tell us he was new to the market? Maybe I heard that wrong. That could be me. But So, again, we've been talking to everybody a little bit about this event coming up next week and saying, you know, there's one narrative sort of out there that things are pretty tough right now, and they are in many categories, and others that people see new opportunity.
Right.
How do you see it?
We see it as an opportunity to, you know, survive. We've actually been really busy. Things have been great here. We've got some really great customers we've been working for. And as I said, our new product line, the packers and plugs, have really taken off. And so we're just trying to establish our foot out here in the Bakken and just trying to service customers here. So,
a packer and a plug, what is that?
Right. It's a downhole product. It's commonly used in all these Bakken wells. It's a tool to run on the end of your work string, and it isolates your tubing from your annulus. And it's so there's advantages to having the tool, and it's a needed tool. So smaller companies, we have a little more leeway in price. So we can kind of work with these oil companies and make sure we can just keep this thing going.
I love it. I'm going to have you back next week during the show and talk a little bit more about it because we had a little short on time today. But
yeah.
It sounds like a neat story. Northern State Fishing Tools, they will be in Dickinson Wednesday and Thursday. You're going to want to take all this in, folks. And again, BakkenOilShow.com has the details. They've extended hours this year. Next Wednesday starts at 4, goes till through lunch on Thursday. BakkenOilShow.com. Hey, Billy, nice talking to you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm getting my packers and plugs at Northern States Fishing Tools. I don't know about you, Todd. Billy Carlson from Northern States. God bless you, folks.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.